Last September, Chapel Hill staff used several months' worth of public input to craft recommended design options for bicycle and multi-use paths along Estes Drive Extension. Those included a two-way buffered bike lane running alongside the multi-use path from the Carrboro town limits to Sewell School Road. Before, those bike lanes transitioned to being on either side of Estes Drive Extension until its intersection with Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. But a memo from town manager Ted Voorhees on February 5th said NCDOT has since notified Chapel Hill that the federal funding it will allocate to the project will be less than half the initial estimates. While staff believe more money can be locally matched, the project's total cost has to be lowered. Here's Chapel Hill Mayor Jess Anderson.
In response to NCDOT input, there are changes being made to the Estes Drive Extension project. So the project will still include a two-way cycle track plus sidewalks plus bike lanes, but I guess some of the changes actually are going to allow the project cost to go down while maintaining safety and accessibility.
The biggest update is that the Carrboro side of the project will no longer feature dedicated bike lanes, with the designs sporting a combined 16-foot multi-use path for both bike and pedestrian traffic. The sidewalk will still be separated from the road with a curb and grass strip, as will the bicycle lanes on the Chapel Hill side. But those will have a 2-foot concrete median compared to the initial 4-foot median design. The funding changes at the state level mean the construction, which must be coordinated with NCDOT, has been delayed to 2031 instead of later this year. Voorhees' memo to the town council said staff will advocate for the project to be prioritized and moved up. But until then, the staff and consultant designer NV5 will work with NCDOT to begin the next phase of design and environmental studies. NV5 is working with Chapel Hill to design another ongoing bike ped infrastructure project, the Bowling Creek Greenway Extension, which aims to take the Greenway north from Umstead Park and eventually connect to the future multi-use path on Estes Drive Extension. The project just finished a brief public comment period before starting the final planning phases and construction. Both efforts are examples, Mayor Anderson said, of Chapel Hill's work to improve connectivity of the community through methods other than vehicle traffic.
There are places that already kind of do that really well. There are places that we know what needs to happen, but we're waiting for something to redevelop, or we're waiting for funding to come through, or, you know, we're trying to figure out how we are going to find the funding for those things. But it is slowly over time turning into this everywhere-to-everywhere greenway network that was part of our vision. We're hoping more and more folks realize that and also continue to give us feedback about places where they would like to see more connectivity.
You can see renderings of the updated Estes Drive Extension bike lanes and multi-use path by visiting chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.